Horror Stories Podcast.
Opening. Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Welcome to the weekly challenge, number 252, where I post a topic and then challenge you to come up with a 100-word story based on that topic. The topic this week was a combination of Paris and quality control. We're going to go ahead and play the stories that came in this week. I'm going to keep this one short and sweet as best as I can. The laptop has been acting up really badly, and, well, I don't want it to lose all my work, although I do tell it to autosave every few minutes, but we all know about autosave, right? Don't you hate it when you lose everything after working so hard and you go... Makes you want to write a 100-word story, doesn't it? Maybe I'll write a story about autosave. Until then, let's go ahead and hear the first story coming in from Evan of Drabbleshire. What have you got for us?
The studio buzzed, and the old man tasted electricity in the air. He turned from his canvas to watch a tiny, hovering figure grow rapidly into a full-sized woman in a suit. "How?" he began. "Do as I ask, and I'll tell you," she smiled. "You'd undoubtedly appreciate it. Now, I lead quality control for the Louvre Museum in Paris, where, in 400 years, your painting will draw millions of visitors annually. After studying 250 alternate realities, I've determined we'll enjoy maximum traffic if you repaint your subject with a delicate smile, just enough to pique the curiosity of the viewer."
Thank you, Evan. That story brought a smile to my face. An odd, curious, enigmatic smile. Next up is Tom. When he's not giving you advice on how he writes 100-word stories, he writes stories like this.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And tonight's story is called City of Light. Parisians scoff when tourists say, "I love Paris." It's not how Paris works. Paris chooses to love you. She doesn't do it often, and she surely doesn't do it in public. It happens when it's just you and her, late, late in the night, or early, early in the morning. You walk for hours and stop to rest by the Seine. As you watch a river, a boy and girl, totally entwined, pauses to kiss. You smile and realize all kisses somehow flow to Paris. At that moment, your heart is hers, and she will forever draw you back.
Once again, Tom leaves us with wanting more, more, more. So, here's another story from Tom. See how I set that up?
Hello, night people. Tom here, and tonight's story is called The Sweet Smell of Success. 2547, Greater Chicago Dome District. The air here tastes flat. No life. Plenty of oxygen, just no life. Quality control has stated time and time again it's the same old air as 2210, but I don't believe them. That's why I have this can of Paris. I got it from a merchant marine from Vietnam. Traded him 4 Ernie Banks rookie cards for a 20-ounce can. I figure if I do a puff a month, it should last me until they punch out my ident card. I'd let you have a sniff, but you'd have to hang around for 3 weeks.
Thank you, Tom, and I look forward to tonight's lesson on how you write 100-word stories. More are coming, although some of them may be out of order. I was kind of in a rush, and then there was the laptop problems. I've been having the laptop problems for a while, and I thought I could, you know, blow out the dust and monitor the temperature, but it's not like that. It takes more. The worst part of it is, I thought I had my entire iTunes library backed up. I got the music, and I've got some other stuff, but the apps, no. So, oh well. It looks like Charlana is beating the crap out of me in Words with Friends. I almost had her! Oh well. By the way, challenge me at Words with Friends at Is Full of Crap. It not only works on the Apple iPhone, but on any flavor of Droid out there. They have the app out now, and I may have to buy it again. Next up is Zachman. You think he's got one story for you? You think he's got three stories for you? Let's meet in the middle with two stories from Zachman.
Once upon a time, there was a hotel mogul who had a daughter he wanted to keep chaste. He had a friend who owned a robotics company who had a plan to build a gynoid that would act very promiscuously so that men would be afraid to date the daughter. The friend had a replicant constructed. Soon the replicant was in all the tabloids as the daughter quietly attended a private all-girls college. The gynoid even had a television show and did a movie posing as the daughter. And she gets a systems check whenever she says something intelligent.
Thank you, Zachman. Wah. Okay. And, yeah, I promised two from him. Oh, yeah, hold on. Let me get that other one queued up and hit play.
Will I ever get through this long, dark night? What was my boss thinking, sending me here where I barely speak the language? It makes it hard not to shoot the live ones, if you know what I mean. It had to be tonight, of all nights, I get a box of 12-gauge shells, made the one time quality control was asleep at Remington, with 1 out of 4 a dud. Just like our beloved military, to send me to DLI, to learn French, and send me to Paris. That is Paris, Texas, during a zombie outbreak.
In addition to autosave, I'm doing save project after every stage of production. When you have 11 or 12 stories, that's, you know, click, blat, click, blat, click, blat, click, blat, click, blat, man. Just the things I do for you people. Things I do. Yeah, this laptop and I have gone through some interesting times. And, you know, it was hard giving up the desktop, but the only thing was the cost of it. That's all it was. There's some fond memories of shifting parts around and all that, but all the real stuff that I did with it, other than just type on it, was fix the damn thing and reloading it. I reloaded Windows on this thing twice this weekend. Yeah, and it turns out to be a heat issue that, well, there may be a little bit of the warranty left on it, but this thing's going to be gone for a while. And it's going to go back to, you know, Gateway doesn't really exist anymore. It's Acer, and they don't care. You've got to tell them, you know, hey, it's a heat sink sitting issue, and they're going to tell you, like, oh, well, it's just old. Yeah. So, what I'll do is I'll get this thing repaired when I get its replacement, hopefully this week, and then I'll probably give it away. You know, it's still got some power to it. It's still useful. You know, it's still got some oomph. It's got a great screen. Just when you try to use the graphics to its full abilities, it blows up. Anyone need a laptop? No. Let's go ahead and play the next story. Enough babbling. It's the nuclear family, but this time, the father leads the pack. Let's go ahead and hear a story from Stephen, the nuclear man. What have you got for us?
Rupert stood in disbelief. The bars really called the Blue Oyster. Like in Police Academy. In the middle of nowhere, Ohio. Clarissa smiled. all YMCA, all the time, right here in Gay Perry, Ohio. That is so offensive. She smacked his arm. They're mocking the stereotype, silly. But someone might hit on me. Just tell them you're married, you homophobe. Come on, you are going to have fun. As they descended the stairs, Rupert knew next time he'd check the travel agent's itinerary more closely. But he found out that, after all, there are many ways to have a good time.
Using the application. The first time I've ever used an application on this phone that doesn't involve some variant of Scrabble. Although, what's really weird, I'm a lot better at Words with Friends than Scrabble. I don't know, it's strange. Strange. I don't know what it is. I really don't. It may be that the board arrangement is a lot friendlier with two-letter words, and whenever I get an M or an H or even a Q or a Z, you know, I tried to do a two-way and get, you know, 30 to 40 each hit, whatever. Anyway, thank you, Stephen, and I'm just babbling again. I shouldn't babble so much because I've got that fear, you know, that my laptop might crash fear. Hopefully your son is ready. You know, like father, like son, the nuclear kid. Here comes Chris.
I've been working in quality control for 3 months. It's been okay, except for the rumors of people going missing. Some say this town is haunted. I don't believe in superstition. Anyway, I am doing night shift in a store, but an oversized man in a trench coat came in. "Ah, you must be my new trainee," I said. He walked over. "I am no trainee." His voice was a deep growl. "But I am the Dust School." With that, he pounced, striking me in the head. My last thought was, the next quality controller better be good.
Thank you, Chris. You're getting better every week. Maybe one day you can take over the podcast and I can retire and not even have to buy a replacement laptop. I can just read books. That would be kind of cool, reading books again. I remember when I used to do that. Long ago, when there were libraries. Remember libraries? Man, they were musty. Next up is, let's see if I've got his name spelled right this week. It's Terrazabyte, Vinny P, Vinny, Vincent, Terraza, man. He comes up with a new name every week. He comes up with a new angle, a new style. He's going to go once a week for the rest of the year. Let's see if he pulls it off. I don't even know if I can pull off these weekly challenges. It'll just be him. You know, maybe he'll take over. I keep saying that, but I'm never going to give this up. Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. I'm gonna stick around forever, man. I don't even know what to call him anymore. I'm confused.
Hey, honored words, stories, readers, and listeners, I am Vinny the Fish, and I've got a story for you, a story you can't refuse, if you know what I mean. This one's called The Wedding Day. One wedding, one funeral. On the eve of the big day, I was going over last-minute checks with the wedding planner and noticed a slight quality control problem. Marco, did you get the caterers all lined up for the reception?
Check, boss.
Marco, did you pick up the wedding dress from the seamstress?
Yes, boss.
Hey, Marco, did you book the Paris honeymoon package?
Yep.
Marco, did you make sure they will be staying at the private villa with the view of the Eiffel Tower?
I didn't find any Eiffel Tower in Paris, Texas, but they can see the city water tower.
Vinny the Fish. That would actually be a mafia fish for Seven Seas. In the Seven Seas on Zendra, the fish sleeps with you. And, I don't know if I've done that one in Second Lie. Second Lie. Oh, yeah, he's doing something tonight. I probably should. I've been thinking about getting a desktop that has decent graphics, or a desktop with, a little oomph to it. And you can get one of those for like $900 or $1,000 that's like life support for graphics card. And then get the laptop later. When this thing is frustrating the hell out of me. I don't know. I don't want to go into the other room anymore. I don't want to. And the chair is so uncomfortable. Which means I should spend on a chair. I don't feel like spending anything. I want to save. What is it? I don't even want to work anymore. That's good. I've got jury duty tomorrow anyway, so whatever. What am I babbling about? I probably should just say thank you, Fricker, Vinny the Fish, whatever your name is this week. Danny, are you using the same name this week? Can I just keep calling you Danny? Hi, Danny. What's your story this week? Please?
Hello, hello, and once again, Danny Dwyer enters yet another weekly challenge, and this week it's Weekly Challenge 252, Quality Control and Paris. Here we go. Paris Hilton woke up one morning in her exclusive California mansion, sat up abruptly, and promptly stated to herself, "You know what's missing in my life, quality control." Perplexed as always, Paris uncrossed her eyes, quickly got dressed, grabbed her purse and the keys to her pink Bentley, and set off to do something about this lack of quality control in her life. After an 8-hour shopping spree on Rodeo Drive, Paris, pleasantly pleased with her clothing and other purchases, finally stated, "There, I purchased a ton of quality, and now I'm in control of it. Problem solved."
Thank you, Danny. I like that one. Paris Hilton. Can we make fun of you even more? I don't know. Let's find out if Justin has something about Paris Hilton. Maybe it's about space aliens. I don't know. It could be Paris Hilton the space alien. Let's find out. Justin is back, and he's ready with this story. Take it away. And which of his children will we hear in the background? I don't know. Maybe he started up a babysitting service and we're going to hear a bunch of them. Let's find out.
Space Turtle and Sneezing Owen here. Just a little mister here with my 100-word story for the topic of quality control and Paris. Excuse me. Sorry. Bouncing my son here, Owen, on the bouncy bounce. He's currently staring at my leg, which is very interesting to him, I think, because it made him stop crying. Right, story. Janet and I are quality control inspectors for Colony Dome Extranational. We are also husband and wife. We travel planets with Colony Dome merchandise, chiefly the domes themselves and upkeep machines. Generally, we stick together because the domes are small. We've had some great memories made during those times. New Paris, on the other hand, is a very large dome, so it makes more sense to split up to get the inspections done faster. It's tough work. It's tough to work apart for such a long time, especially since we're almost always together. Despite the hardships, we'll always have New Paris. And that's H-A-L-V-E for you audio listeners. If you check the text, which is in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, I wouldn't have to explain that. All right. You didn't hear my son much, except for that sneeze at the beginning, which is good, though, because he's got lungs like crazy, and he's loud. Okay, bye.
Lungs like crazy. Maybe I'll make that the topic next week. No, I've already recorded the thing. But if you want to do a bonus story of lungs like crazy, go ahead and go crazy on him. Speaking of a man with lungs like crazy, it's TJ. Are things thawing out up there yet, or is it June? I don't know. But he gave me some pointers on, quality control. See, I still believe that, you know, the folks that have the smoothest and best production value, what is the best? I mean, just because it's clear doesn't mean it's good. Sometimes you need to hear something out of a bullhorn in a microphone, like Tom Waits, a different instrument, oversampling, overdriving. Sometimes that adds personality. It's the wrinkles that make the face. I don't know what I'm talking about. Especially with this stupid laptop. I mean, yeah, quality control. If this thing blows up, I lose everything. So I'm going to stop, save again, and get TJ's story in here. I hope that it doesn't blow up.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where tomorrow I'm heading out to a zine party. Yes, there's about 35 of us getting together. I'm going to be the oldest person in the room by 20 years. I'll be like Kurt Loder at MTV. I wanted to put together a couple of 100-word stories because there were two topics. So, first, quality control. I record my podcast to a digital voice recorder quietly in my bedroom and cobble it together on Windows Movie Maker, so it probably seems like I don't care about quality. Au contraire. I've updated my theme music 3 times. One comment on my iTunes page said it was weird 2 theme musics ago, but no one has said anything since. Then I loaded to Libsyn, and for quality control, downloaded again through iTunes. I figure if other people are suffering through my podcast, the least I can do is listen to what I'm putting them through myself. And now, Paris. The afternoon sun glinted along glass and chrome furnishings in the elegant office suite. Seated behind her obsidian desk, Paris Ashworth Greystone took up her iPad. She ran a manicured fingernail along the menu settings and selected an item at random. Something about snow globes being filled from the Fountain of Youth.
Just don't choke on the snowman.
She considered it for a moment. Indeed, that would be a better ending. She tapped a few keys and sent a memo upstairs. Exhausting. But her service as muse and quality control specialist for 100-word stories was, in its own way, rewarding.
TJ got onto the 2 stories bandwagon this week. Thank you, and thank you. I'm going to admit something here. Once I post these, I don't listen to them. I listen to the stories as I'm putting them in, as I'm editing them in, but I don't listen to these. I don't listen to the ones that I post. Because I see the waveform and it's like, and I wait for you guys to quality control, because then I use the Microsoft method. Release it out there and then, you know, let the public figure it out. So, I don't like hearing my own voice. I don't. I've already said these stories. Some of them are heartbreaking and heart-wrenching. It's bad enough that your heart gets broken, but your heart gets wrenched. Ugh. Norval Joe? Yeah, we've got Norval Joe. Is he at Golden Monkey status yet? I don't know. I think so. The Golden Monkey is when someone writes more than 100 100-word stories, and it's up at the site. There are all sorts of other things at the site. Just go wandering around there, but really it's just a few WordPress templates. It's starting to get light out, and I've already done my Kroger run, and the only thing I really need to buy is possibly a new computer. So, and I'm thinking about desktop and laptop. So, the wife offered to buy a desktop, and it's like, come on, I can afford it. Sort of. Certainly won't be able to afford it if I quit my job, or if I get fired from it. Possibly both. Although, unemployment. You know, all the states underfunded, cut back. How's that working for you? Oh, Norval Joe. Here's his story.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 252 with the prompt of Quality Control and Paris. Remember, we just put out issue number 4 of Flagship. We've got 5 good stories, one recorded by myself. Stop by our website at flyingislandpress.com and give us a try. Here's my story. What do you mean, quality control, Gunter? Franz asked his partner. This is a Lexus LFA sports car. There will only be 500 of them, and each one will be hand-built. Humor me, Franz, Gunter replied. The guy paid $375,000 for this thing for his girlfriend's 30th birthday. We need to make sure all the special accessories will work. It's got everything, Franz said. GPS, DVD, iPhone dock, microwave, and plasma TV. What else is there? Make sure the drunk driver override and the anti-idiot switches are set to on, Gunter said. We are talking about Paris Hilton. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe, and good luck with the latest issue of Flying Island Press. Flying Island Press for all your Flying Island needs. Does anyone out there have a Flying Island? Let me know if you do. I'd like to drop by. Just hang out. Although I won't look over the rail. I sometimes get vertigo. Afraid of heights. Possums. One more story this week. And that's from, yes, you guessed it, Planet Z. No, I don't threaten me. It's not my fault. It just came with the sight. What? Something's tinking. Something's blinking. What is this? Blink. Why is my phone going off? It's not even on. Anyway, here's the story from Planet Z.
Hello, I am Remy. I am from France. This wine that you gave to me, I drink, and is bad, is no good. How you say, disgusting? Yes, disgusting. Is not fit for drink, is not fit for cooking. I know this, for I am, as you say, quality control for wine. I am expert in wine, I drink much. I know wine like I know air I breathe. I spend all day drinking wine, home in Paris. What you ask? Where I work? I work nowhere. I drink wine so much, nobody hired me. Besides you, mon frère.
Okay, let's get this thing in the can as quickly as possible before this laptop blows up. Thank you once again for being a part of the weekly challenge number 252, Paris and Quality Control. A whole bunch of 100 stories this week. It was really good. No midget. Everyone recorded them. Thank you. The faster, the better. All right, well, I don't know what to say after that, but check out the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. You can vote for your favorites. You can go to links to find out more about other people's sites, so you don't have to be a part of this one, but actually be a part of one where they actually spend money on production and maybe even prizes or, you know, have parties every year. Oh, yeah, this is Drebblecast, and they go to all the cons and they sign autographs and they give away t-shirts or have wet t-shirt contests or give away wet t-shirts. I don't know. It's pre-wetted. Okay, I got rained on. I don't know. Damn you, Norm Sherman. Anyway, that's it for me. I'll see y'all next week. The topic for next week, you can go to the site and you'll be able to see what it is. I'm not gonna give it away. I'm not gonna give away. That'll get you listening to the feed. Come on. All right. That's it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of it. I keep saying thank you over and over again. I cannot thank you enough. And no, I do not need donations for a new laptop. This is what I've been saving up for. So, I've been putting it off. You would think I could just buy a gigantic... I could probably buy Watson at this point. What is Toronto? You know what Watson should have done? He should have taunted the other players. That would have been cool. You know, look at Watson, the big bulb going, hey, what is two thumbs and loses at Jeopardy? These two guys next to me. Thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief. Closing.